Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
iTunes. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
So how was the travel? This two games in 2 days, afternoon Nashville into Dallas. How do you feel the team will be able to respond tonight?
Oh, I'm sure they'll be fine. They were pretty pumped up after a huge win yesterday and only about an hour and a half flight from Nashville to Dallas. Got in at a pretty reasonable hour, so I think they'll be good to go.
A lot easier to travel when the boys win, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and they were pretty excited about that win yesterday, and they should have been. I thought the team was just terrific, especially in the first 40 minutes. And there weren't many passengers yesterday, guys. I was really impressed with their battle level. And clearly, and you can see it in the first 40 minutes and to a little bit lesser extent in the last 20, the Flames were a lot more invested in winning that hockey game than the Predators were. And they weren't going to let it slip away. And they're full credit for that 5-2 win.
Now, not to go back, but it couldn't have been too much fun leaving Minnesota. That had to be a bit of a depressing trip.
Yeah, it was certainly a little quieter, and the guys were hoping to start off the five-game road trip with a win in that game, but I'll tell you, the Wild are one heck of a hockey team, and I don't know about you guys, but I was a little down in the dumps after that 4-2 loss because I thought that was a pretty flattering score, but the next night, they beat the defending Stanley Cup champions 4-1. And that made me feel a little bit better about the game. I mean, the Wild, they're playing with just such a high level of confidence right now. Devan Dubnyk is stopping almost everything that comes his way. And they're a very good hockey team. And I'd add them to the list of teams I wouldn't want to have to face in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So they've come a long way since Mike Yeo lost his mind at a practice right before they got Devan Dubnyk. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk, and I saw your tweets this morning, Ryan, about Dubnyk for Hart. And I think if Carey Price wasn't having the season he was, Dubnyk might be my number one choice.
Pretty impressive what Dubnyk's done. I mean, without him, they looked lost. With him, they're the best team in the league. It's that simple. I mean, I think it'd be neat. And when it depends how much you get into the definition of the award, right?
Yeah, and I just think Carey Price has had such an outstanding season that, and goalies rarely win the Hart, but I think that he's probably going to win it. I don't know how good the Canadiens would be without him, but to your point, the Wild weren't very good without Dubnyk, and they're a really good team with him. But he hasn't been there the whole year. I think that's going to be a factor. The market he's in, I think, will be a factor as well, but he's done a fantastic job, and he just gives the forwards and the defensemen so much more confidence. I mean, when your goalie can't stop the puck, how do you play your brand of hockey? How do you go out there and play confidently? And clearly they weren't getting any saves from the three goaltenders they tried before Dubnyk this season, but now all they seem to be getting is saves. So just goes to show you, if you've got a good goaltender, you can win a lot of hockey games, and the Flames got some good goaltending yesterday too.
What did you make of the selection of Hiller over Ramo?
I was a little surprised, but Hiller did win in the second game of the season series versus the Predators. It's funny how the Flames have done so well against some really good teams this year, the Kings and the Predators. They finished the season series ahead against the Predators, winning all three games. And the Predators are second overall and lead the Central Division and have already clinched a playoff spot. So I thought that he could probably go either way, but with the way Ramo's been playing, leaned more towards him starting Ramo, but goes with Hiller, and obviously it was the right decision. Hiller was strong yesterday. Didn't have to be spectacular, but made some big saves at important times and helped the team pick up a pair of points. And I guess the big question today is, who starts? Because Roger Millian asked Bob Hartley that in the scrum after yesterday's game, and couldn't get an answer, so we'll find out this morning.
Do they skate today?
No, the team's not going to skate today. There's going to be some availability here at the hotel around noon. So I'm sure we'll learn who the starting goaltender is then. And I'm sure we're also going to learn if there's any chance that Paul Byron and Marcus Granlund return to the lineup. They were late scratches yesterday. And for those wondering, we're told that Byron did not have a setback with his lower body injury, but just has a cold or a flu, and that's the same story with Granlund. So both of those guys, I'm sure, are day-to-day, and there's probably a possibility they could play today. And with the way Byron played in his return, you'd love to see him back in the lineup.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be taking Shore or Ferland out to make room for him, with that said.
Yeah, that's a great point, Boomer, because those two guys were terrific yesterday, and I give them a lot of credit, because that fourth line, and Matt Stajan's been playing well ever since he came back in the lineup after he missed a handful of games for the birth of his son, but Matt's doing a great job, and those two guys brought a lot of energy yesterday, and the way they cycled the puck, and I thought that that's what the Wild did better than anything else last Friday, cycle the puck. And they did it with two or three lines, but yesterday the Flames' fourth line was fantastic cycling the puck, and they kept the Predators hemmed in their own zone for long periods of time. And how good was it, just a few days after celebrating 1 year of sobriety, to see Michael Ferland get his first National Hockey League goal? And the kid was so excited, and I'm so happy for him.
Well, you knew that it was coming, and you felt like at any given time he was going to be able to get it done, because he is so big and strong, and he's around the net. And it's kind of nice that it was a pretty one as well. So the Stars tonight, over the last 10 games, basically they have the second best record. They and the Minnesota Wild actually are both pretty strong right now at 8-2, 10-3 in their last 13 games. And I don't know how the Dallas Stars feel, but where I sit, if they win tonight, they have a chance. If they lose tonight, it is over. Just looking at where Winnipeg is as far as a wild card, they're 6 points back. If six becomes four, then you're kind of, it's still thin. So I wonder what that does. Does that pressure, how does it affect the Stars? Does it make them better? Does it make them edgy? I don't know. I think we've come to learn what it means for the Flames, because they've been playing in this in one day, out the next for a while now.
Yeah, and obviously they're a lot closer and back in a Stanley Cup playoff spot now. As a matter of fact, one ahead of the Kings in the Pacific, two behind the Canucks for second, and now only one behind the Jets for the second wild card. So the Flames did their job yesterday and picked up 2 points and got some help on the out-of-town scoreboard on Saturday and again yesterday. So it was a good weekend for the Flames, minus that loss against the Wild. But as far as the Stars are concerned, I can't help but wonder, guys, if they're going to regret not beating the Oilers last week. They've won 5 of 6, and that's the one loss. And boy, oh boy, that could really come back to bite them in the butt.
You think they're still alive? Is that what you're suggesting?
I do. I think they have to win tonight. And I wonder what their mindset is. Rhett, what do you think they're thinking? Do you think they still have a chance?
Well, you got to hang on to that chance, right? I think that Lindy Ruff and James Patrick, they're going to be sitting in there, or in the dressing room before the game, saying this is do or die. So, and the guys would feel the same way. I mean, if you're a player, you're looking at it going, yeah, well, I mean, why not? Is it a long shot? Absolutely. But go out and win our games and let fate decide it, I guess. But winning the games is the most important thing for these guys right now.
Six back with six to go, Wills. I mean, they can't catch Calgary. They've got to qualify in the wild card.
Oh, for sure. And obviously they're in the Central Division, so they're in probably the toughest division in hockey. And boy, oh boy, this is going to be one of those games where I think the Stars have a really high level of desperation, and the Flames will have to match that. And if the Flames can play with the same level of desperation that they played with yesterday, then I think they have a good chance to win this hockey game tonight. But the Stars have won both games to start off the three-game season series, so you know it's not going to be easy. They've got a lot of high-end players, and again, down the middle, that's where they've got some strength. And it was great to see Sean Monahan match up against guys like Jamie Benn and Jason Spezza and obviously Tyler Seguin. So you're going to have to win some of those head-to-head battles here tonight. And it's going to be fun to watch some of these young Flames players as they continue to blossom, try to maybe outplay or at least play at the same level as some of these established superstars that the Stars have.
We'll be ready for it. 5:30 local for warm-up, 6:30 puck drop. And, yeah, it, like I say, it's by the time about 4 o'clock this afternoon hits, I think the nervous energy is going to start to sink in. We'll be ready for it, Derek. Thanks.
Big game, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Wills in the Morning is brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or geoshops. VarsityChrysler.com.
It is 8:19. The out-of-town scoreboard from last night. Yes, the Flames do get some help in a big way from the Chicago Blackhawks, and all of a sudden, they're big Hawks fans again tonight. Could Chicago return the favor yet again as they head into Los Angeles to play the Kings? And yes, we'll take a look at tonight's matchup between Dallas and the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer talking sports in the morning. Text him now at 960-960. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
A26 artist of the day is Slaughter. I did a little look in there, Retro. You can pick up Mass Slaughter, the best of Slaughter, a greatest hits package, 18 songs for the thrifty price of $8.99.
Mark me down. Mark me down. Although after about five.
Yeah, or you could just buy like the three hits. Nah, buy the whole thing. Good listen. How was your weekend?
Seems busy.
Because I know you were saying you were very busy.
Very busy the next couple weeks.
Although you said Friday you were in a pub watching the game.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, there was no game. You were in a pub Saturday. And then yesterday, you were in your basement watching the game.
Wow. I don't know. I was watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess as a parent, that's what you do, right? You have to do both.
You were parenting and watching?
Yeah, there was three other adults in the house, but apparently they can't contribute to the parenting side.
So where were the kids?
They're outside.
And no one cared to watch?
No.
Make sure they didn't go stumbling into the...
They were much too busy.
What was happening?
I have no... Well, one was in the massage chair.
You can't be happy with that.
No.
Your massage chair?
My massage chair.
And somebody else has their sweaty rack in it?
Well, three times a day.
Oh! Well, that's not good.
Not fair. That's just the kind of guy I am. I'll just give, give.
Give. You're a good parent.
I'm a good giver.
We'll walk through the scores from yesterday. Some of them had playoff implications. A number of them didn't. We'll focus more on those that did. Capitals beat the New York Rangers by a score of 5-2. The Rangers get Lundqvist back, but it was Talbot in the nets yesterday. They lose 5-2. They've lost 4 of 7. Delicate. A little delicate, this Lundqvist-Talbot thing now. You think, hey, this is great, we got our guy back. Doesn't always work that way.
No, it doesn't, and it makes you wonder. I mean, you're going to give it to Lundqvist, but if he ever has a bad game or two, like
Yeah, if they go down 0-2 in round one on Lundqvist's back.
It's going to be some heat.
There's a couple other teams in that spot. Ryan Miller's going to come back for Vancouver. Eddie Lack's been carrying the mail. Tampa Bay, you've seen a lot of Vasilevsky down the stretch. And who do the Ducks like? Last year they played, what, three goalies?
They don't like anyone.
Yeah, not pleased.
So Bob Hartley, just give me a new goalie.
Alexander Ovechkin, 2 goals. He's got 49 on the season.
He's going to do it, eh?
Caps 5-2 in their last 7. And they're 3 back of Pittsburgh and the New York Islanders.
When Ovi does it, Retro,
it'll
be his 7th 50-goal campaign. In 11 years.
Seven.
Isn't that impressive?
And it's almost quietly, right? Like, we're not sitting here, OV. He's going to score 50.
You just
no one else.
It.
Who's close? Who's next? Do we know even?
No one's else going to get 50.
Exactly. And
Rick Nash. It's probably number 2. I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah, and I'll pull it up here.
Oh, Pinder.
He's not going to get there.
It's just there's one for 50. We're not going to get a 100-point guy this year.
Goals, Steven Stamkos at 40, tied with Rick Nash.
Really?
Nine back. Like, nine. Not even close.
Nine.
Nine back.
What? Really?
Nine.
To Ottawa.
Nine.
Senators taking on the Florida Panthers. Tough one for the Sens. They've dropped some here. They lost to Toronto?
Toronto and Florida. Probably two games where you're like, "There's yeah. we got to have three. 3 point minimum.
And they get goosey.
Did they get an overtime point for Toronto or no?
I don't know.
I think they might have.
Whatever.
Well, either way, not three.
Yeah, it's not three.
Far from three.
Jaromir Jagr, two goals, moves to 720 on his career. 11 now behind Marcel Dion for fourth all time. Dan Ellis going in the nets for the Florida Panthers was scheduled to be Roberto Luongo. Then something happened.
Bobby Lou.
A little tender after playing the night before in Montreal.
Pulled shoot.
Could be.
Didn't want to play in that big game.
The old motivator cuff.
Nervous. I'm very nervous.
So the Panthers are four back of Boston with a game in hand. Senators, three back of Boston with a game in hand. The old game's in hand. The Islanders home to the Detroit Red Wings. Peter Mrazek lets in 4 on 11. This is the great thing about stats. Mrazek lets in 4 on 11, gets yanked. In comes Jimmy Howard. He gives he makes 15 saves on 16 shots and takes the loss.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Why is that? Just time?
Because
Islanders
they came back to score.
Time. Yeah.
Way to go,
so it got back to even, and then it snaps a seven-game home losing streak for the Islanders. Tied with Pittsburgh in the Metro. Penguins have a game in hand. And the Wings, 2-4-1 in their last seven. They are not going to catch Tampa Bay. Seven back. That's my prognostication.
Question is, will Tampa catch Montreal?
Boston in Carolina to face the Hurricanes. Goes to overtime. David Pastrnak. His 10th.
All right. Now, what is going on? Edmonton's winning. Carolina's taking teams to over, you know.
Or winning.
Toronto won. I mean.
Easy. It's easy, right?
We see this
we say that all
the
time.
Down the stretch. Loosey goosey. Nothing to play for. Got tee
everybody
time.
What else
the
they
13th.
Got the.
A lot of
their,
pressure.
Their bungles all tight. Ryan Spooner.
A lot of pressure on him now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of pressure on him.
A lot of pressure. He bungles all tight.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Spooner, 15 points in his last 18 games.
Got to put him in. Pick him up, put him in.
Pick him up, put him in. Ducks win 2-1 over New Jersey. Devils out of the playoffs for the third straight season. And yes, people are very happy.
Is that three straight after going to the finals?
Correct.
Wow.
Pittsburgh home to San Jose.
How did they ever go to the finals?
Ugh.
Wasn't that gross?
Yes.
Penguins, Sharks, goes to overtime. In OT, Patrick Hornquist takes a double minor for high sticking. So these Sharks have 3 minutes and 49 seconds of 4-on-3 hockey. Can't score, losing the shootout 3-2. The Sharks, 6 behind the Flames, 7 behind the Jets.
Done.
And this was the biggie for the Flames. Winnipeg, home to Chicago. Chicago went up 1-0. Jets tie it, take the lead. Chicago ties it. They take another lead. And then the goal by Patrick Sharp. Stick of Enstrom gets tied up in the linesman. Bit of a yard sale. Sharp goes in, ski. And then with 31 seconds left, Chalmerson takes the shot from the point, redirected by Taves. That's his 25th. Pat Travers and Hawks win it by a score of 4-3. In regulation, no points for the Jets.
Late power play for Winnipeg. Couldn't get it done. And there goes your points.
The Jets play the New York Rangers tomorrow. And with the win, the Hawks move back into third in the Central Division. The Wild had temporarily taken over that spot, but none the more. That was a big one for the Hawks. You could see what it meant to them, right? This was not just a, oh, you know, we're making the playoffs, we'll get a win on the road. This was a big one for them.
Big loss for the Jets. Look good, too.
Big loss, boy!
So, who? All the you said earlier, the easy, loosey-goosey. Okay, great.
Yeah.
There's one team that's been really hot, Minnesota, right?
Best team in the league since the All-Star break.
Now, are we buying into that's the team to get to jump on? Because, I mean, they do look that good. Or is someone else, Pittsburgh or the Islanders have stunk up the joint. The Red Wings suck. It's one thing to lose, but these teams are not good at all.
Nashville had a tough run for a couple weeks there. When
Nashville's out first round.
I don't agree with you there.
I'm ready to put some money on it. But usually you need a team, right? You always talk about it. Got to be hot going into the playoffs. Want to be playing well going into the playoffs. I don't know if there's a lot of that happening.
Minnesota is that, without a doubt.
Vancouver's that right now. They've been real good.
Who else?
LA will be that if they get in, Rhett.
Yeah, it ain't Nashville. And then the East, Detroit has kind of kicked it around a little bit. The Rangers have stumbled, the Islanders, Penguins. Washington's really the team the Habs have 102 points. But Washington, they have strung together some wins here to get themselves right there in the Metro.
That's what you want.
Maybe if you're the Boston Bruins, although if you play the Habs in round one, Habs love playing the Bruins.
Well, the Bruins love playing the Habs, too. This is the one where you can take the seedings and go throw them in a garbage. It doesn't matter who's a one or a two or an eight or a six. That's going to be a classic.
In the garbage!
Take those seeds and get them out of here.
That's right. Why don't we do this? Take a break. We'll come back with a little bit of extendo what you want to talk about. Already some questions coming in. 960-960 on your mobile phone. Some questions regarding Peter Laborteus, Lance Boma, Coney Hatch, serious Sam Bennett.
Teasing going on here.
Yeah, all of it coming up. Get your questions in 960-960 on your mobile. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Follow the show on Twitter at Boomer and Rhett. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's 8:43. We have some guests in studio, so now I'm controlling Warner's headphone level. I don't know how do you even hear. There's no volume there. There's nothing there for you. Yeah, now you got to talk into the mic. You can't hear him. Like no one can hear him. Well, not unexpected. Totally scheduled.
Yeah.
And expected, just not for me.
That's what I mean.
I feel badly.
Kind of.
Kim and Todd are here from the Mother's Day Run, Walk, and Ride. And good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
That's my bad. I would have brought you in. There'd have been cake. We'd have had a great time.
All good.
But now there's no cake or good times, apparently.
Bagels.
Yeah, we'd have had something
coffee
for you. Now, it's coming up in May. Obviously, we know when Mother's Day is, right?
I do now.
May sometime.
Yeah.
At least this event is on May 10th. Always, I know with the matriarch of the Forzani family, she passed away not that long ago. An emotional one for the Forzani family and a lot of people taking part. And obviously, Todd, this will be even more so again for the 2015 event.
Yeah, it's, we start this event, the process, so probably about 4 months ago. So John was still around at that time, and so it's tough to think that he's no longer with us, and it will be a tough year this year. He's known where he's been for the past 38 Mother's Days.
Yeah, and you know what? It's honestly because when I got this email a few weeks back or whatever it was, it had to. John passed away. It was one of those things that we always talk. We get you guys in and we talk to John. It's like wow, that was the last one. So I would guess for you guys, it's got to be bittersweet as you get ready for another one that he was so proud of, but yet, like you say, not around this time around.
Yeah, this was his baby. This is, was his way of giving back to the city that made him become so successful. So, we've made a few different changes this year that he wanted to have completed. So that'll be nice to get that done. We're going to have about a 5 to 6 minute video tribute to start things off this year. So lots of family and friends of John's will be in attendance, so it should be a nice tribute to him.
So beyond that, I guess get us set for this event. I know it, because of the size and the growing popularity of it, we've moved from this place to this place, and now we've moved from here to this big place. And don't drive because we need you to take transit, because that's how many people there are expecting the same type of a event this year.
Yeah, our goal is 15,000. So you know, with the way the economy is right now and the way it's going, mm-hmm. you know, that might be a little bit of a high number.
Sure.
But you know, we're shooting for that. You know, it's always nice to get all kinds of different family members out for this event. It's not a marathon. It's not a half marathon. It's a family event. So we got a 5 and a 10K run, 5K walk, and we've added a 5K ride component this year.
That still sounds, so I mean, the half, the 5, 10.
Running? You're built to run though,
Dean. What about the biking is how long?
5K.
Could we do 5 on a bike?
If I get the banana seat, I can be all right.
Sidecar? If I'm in the sidecar, we can maybe do 5. But that's kind of the, there are a number of races, and we joke about all the time, the mud race or the paint this or in the middle of the night with the glow sticks that. This is for everybody, and it's neat that the kids can take part and they get the experience with their folks or grandparents.
Yeah, it's a nice blend. We've got, you know, all a wide variety of ages at this event. I think we had a 96-year-old grandma last year that attended. So, you know, and the proceeds are going to the neonatal intensive care unit. So it's nice to see the families that have had to go through the neonatal, all the successes that area of medicine has had. And that's one thing that John really focused on is the fact that he just didn't want to have a check cut and hand it over. He wanted to actually purchase equipment. And so it's nice to hear the stories from families that, you know, our equipment that we've purchased have saved lives.
That is what makes this one a little bit different. I think people kind of feel that once here's the big check, don't really know. We assume it's going. We assume that it's going to be done, and I'm sure that it is. But neat that John would think of that way to distribute the funds.
Yeah, he was always focused on making an impact right away. And, you know, like you said, you don't know when that money's going to be spent if it's a check. So this way people know exactly what their money is going towards.
Now, the weather has not always cooperated on this event. What was it now, 2 years ago? Was it no good? Was it last year? Because I kind of lose track now over
the
years.
Yeah, it was the year that Audrey passed away 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We had kind of a side-blowing wind
monsoon.
And snow and sleet. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it varies. I mean, we tell everybody to don't watch the weather report until the day before. So we're hoping for nice warm weather this year.
Worst case, too cold or windy, you just get back in the rig and go for breakfast.
It goes no matter what. So
hey, yeah. It's nice and easy, right?
That's
this
right.
is laid back. The Sport Check Mother's Day run, walk, and ride. One more time. How many years?
This will be the 38th annual.
38. Wow.
I know. And you think, has Sport Check, the different sponsorships that it's taken, still starting at Chinook Center. I know that you guys needed to go and get the big parking lot and all of that. Don't drive. Don't bring your dogs. All of this, right? That's safe to say?
Yeah, exactly. That's, I mean, we're a little bit lenient on the dogs. If you have a dog and you have to bring it, then so be it. But, you know, we don't prefer you to bring your dog. But one thing we do need is volunteers, though.
Yes, we do. For the Sunday, we need some course marshals. So people that are over the 18 years of age and older, we need them to come out, ensure that the course is safe for the participants and the spectators.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, just go to our website and click on the volunteer link, and then we'd love to have you. It's a great event to be at. You get to watch everybody go by you, the little kids in the strollers, the runners, the bikers this year. So it'll be even more exciting.
And you get to cheer. That's
Absolutely.
One of the fundamental traits you need to have is clapping your hands. There you go. Keep going. Yeah, looking good.
Well,
looking
I can good. Just see. I would have to clap hard to motivate you because it would just be flawed.
Oh, yeah, I'd be dragging. I'd be sitting in the, I'd kick the kid out. I'd be in the stroller with my legs and arms hanging out of the stroller. So the website is mdrunwalkride.com.
Correct.
And probably any permutation that probably, if you just Google.
Yeah,
Mother's
I mean,
Day,
everybody's used to the MD run and walk, so yeah you'll still get to it.
Any changes to the course?
No, the course is going to stay the same. We've added several new entertainment components to it, so I think we've got 15 entertainment stations along the 5K.
Yeah.
So there's something for everybody. We've got a live band that's going to be performing at Chinook Center. Just all kinds of entertainment, the face painting and the clowns and all that kind of stuff as well.
So beyond volunteers, anything pressing we want to get to right now? It is coming up in May, so there is some time, but obviously I know the other thing when we get closer to it is please don't show up on Sunday to register or to get your race pack. Do that in advance. The more we can do right now in advance, the better, right? So get online, and I'm just going to go here. I'm going to sign you up for the 10K.
The long one, yeah. I don't want to.
What do we got here?
I got to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll need your new address. That's the only thing I'll need to put that in there. The website is easy to find, and like I say, it's kind of sour sweet this year to think that John won't be there, but you know that certainly in spirit he will.
He will. Yeah, it'll be a different year, that's for sure.
Guys, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having us.
I would have brought a cake or something. I'd have had things better set up a little bit better. There you go. That is Todd and Kim, the Sport Check Mother's Day Run, Walk, and Ride, which that's about how it goes for you and me. Run, walk, ride. You know,
that would be about perfect if I could do all three. I could run for like 3-4 blocks,
yeah.
Walk for 10, and then finish it off.
That's the triathlon.
Yeah.
Right? That's ours. Yeah, run for about 10 minutes. If it was the run, walk, ride, or tow, you know, just hook something up, get into a red wagon or something, get hauled around, that would be our speed. It is 8 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Let's do what you want to talk about.
What you want to talk about
with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
All right, 960-960 from your mobile phone. You can get it in. I had said that things were starting already to fly in. We'll get to it. If Bennett is done this week in the OHL playoffs, do you think they should bring him up? I think they should, and they would. Absolutely. Oh, you need the. Yeah.
I can't run my mic now.
Turn your mic off.
But we should maybe try and track down Conroy. He might spill the beans.
Well, I think it's 100%.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure
they told him go down play junior. When you're done, you're coming back.
Yeah. Just an FYI, Crosby has only scored 50 once. You always do that Crosby versus Ovechkin comparison. I don't think that the doubt ever was that Ovi was the better goal scorer. It's just at the end of the day, Crosby would generally get more points and would be the better player in many people's eyes.
I still think he's a better player.
I agree that Boma is achieving his success on his own merit, but that doesn't mean this is who Boma is going forward. Can we count on him for 15 to 20 every year, or is this just a good season and he'll settle into a 5 to 10 goal scoring grinding energy guy role?
You almost worry that he gets 20.
Then he forgets what he is.
Well, plus he's walking into the front offices down at the Dome saying, "No, I'm a 20 goal scorer." How many of those are kicking around?
Yeah,
pay me.
Number one penalty killer, blocking shots.
Oh, and
I scored 20. I want $19 million. Do we get Gio back?
No.
Can I hold a grudge with a neighbor that refuses to pitch in for our fence financially or physically?
There's people out there. Yesterday we were my kid went over to my neighbor's house and they're playing basketball and the ball went over the fence into the yard, the other neighbor's yard. Well, they've been in trouble before. They're not allowed to hop the fence to go get it.
Okay. Right.
So you got to go knock. It's not a guarantee you're getting it back.
Mm-hmm.
Go knock. Door's answered. Can we get our ball? No.
You know what you start doing?
No, you can't.
I was told this.
What's wrong with you?
I know. Well, I got in trouble from my neighbor, and I was doing the labor and the financial of the fence.
You just.
Are you sure that's where it's supposed to go? Are you sure? I'm not sure if that's where it's. Are you sure? Where's your RPR, your property report? It's right here. Oh, well, should have asked first. Did talk to you about it. You said it was fine. And you weren't going to lend a finger. And I'm just not even going to ask for dough because you're crazy.
People are crazy.
I had the world's worst neighbors. They had no grass in their backyard. Rock. Their whole backyard was covered in rock.
Yeah.
Got into shouting matches and stuff. It was really something.
Really?
Yeah, it was really something. Hometown hockey event in Lethbridge had to be canceled this weekend because of high winds. Clean it up, hometown hockey. I'd say clean it up, Lethbridge. Enough with your bloody wind.
Yeah, we've been light on Lethbridge. We've given them a passing grade, but jeez, you're pushing your luck.
Boom, I've been out of the loop for a new format. You have a new format. What do I need to know? It's not a new format. The format is the same. It's still sports talk. It's just I'm done at 9. I start earlier. I finish earlier. That's how it goes.
What kind of pizza would you order if you could order a pizza right now?
Right now? Well, I'm going to need some sausage on that bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
And some pepperoni.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a little bacon on there. No goofy fruit or veg. I just straight meat. A little extra sauce.
Lots of sauce.
Did that come in on the fan feedback line, or were you just wondering?
No, I've got it right here.
Yeah, I see. What do you guys think about Doobie for the Heart? There's no question what he's done for Minnesota has turned them around. I just don't think there's enough.
I don't know if you can, 40
games.
I just
don't know if there's enough.
40 games max.
Does Iggy score 30?
Oof. How many left? 6?
I could check here.
I'm going to say yes. I'm giving it to him. He wants it. He can do it.
They've played 75.
Here's the question. I'm watching this highlight. What is going on there?
Yeah, some guy tomahawked. I forget who it is. I got the email on it, but then I deleted it.
I mean, that is right up. The guy standing at the red line. During warm-up, the guy comes off the boards and absolutely smashes him.
Boomer, I know you hate me for other reasons than using the word driving, but I will still try not to use that word anymore. I don't hate anybody.
I hate the word driving.
But I strongly dislike the driving possession, the pucks going the other way, that whole thing. I understand many people love it and subscribe to it and live and die by it. I don't.
Nothing?
Boom, there is zero chance that you can run for 10 minutes. Did I say I could? Yeah, you're right. Who stars in net come playoff time? Just, you know what? Who starts tonight? How about that? Before we're talking about the playoffs in round one.
It should be very clear by the time the playoffs start, because if it's not, they're probably not in the playoffs.
My neighbor's kid runs over to me when I come home with groceries and tries to steal them.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah.
You know what? That gets pretty serious. There might be something wrong there then. If the kid's that hungry, maybe health services.
Family services. My neighbor left a toilet on his driveway with a sign on it, free for anyone who wants it. Would you take it? I'd take a hammer to it and leave it right in his driveway. Clean it up. Tell fence guy, build the fence completely on his property and then paint the other guy's side hot pink.
That's the way to do it. I had a buddy build a house. Or his dad built a house, painted the side of the house neon green because the neighbor wasn't approving of.
Really?
Yeah. You don't like it? Oh, really? Here you go.
Yeah. Shoddy job. I have a bad neighbor, shoddy contractor, dropped a tree on his house. Worth it.
Ooh.
We're basically up. It's 9 o'clock. I want to end. Thank you. Got it. I want to get a good one in here.
Come on, people.
How soon can we send Pinder away on vacation? Well, he's not here next week. He's taking the long weekend. It's Good Friday this week? He's also taking the Monday off.
Yep, it is.
Because he's put in a solid...
2 weeks.
Solid week and a half. Yeah, it was DeVoe, the former Maple Leaf. DeVoe is his last name. The guy tomahawk crazy there. Crosby has Olympic gold and a Stanley Cup. Case closed on the Ovi question. Well, it's not about who has the better career. It's who's the better player. Boomer, you can run for 10 minutes, just not consecutive.
Meh.
Meh.
Oh, I hate ending on there's just nothing.
Lame?
What you want to talk about with Boomer and Pinder, brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Save thousands on over 300 new vehicles at the Fleet Cancellation Special Purchase Event. You could win a $15,000 car of cash. Shop or geo shops. VarsityChrysler.com.
Butter chicken. There you go.
That's what you're doing today?
That's what we're ending with.
That's the worst ending ever. You saying butter chicken. That's how we're ending our show today?
It's delicious.
Oh. What day is it? Oh, Monday.
Short week.
Yeah. See, people are always wild that Pinder has this. Like, it's better than this. Like, listen to this. This is what... So you as listeners, you're really depressed that this is coming to an end and he's going to have like Darren Haynes and Barry Brust and actual guests. Jay, can you hit me? I think probably the best way to end might be if I was to take one of those, because I probably deserve it today. It's Monday. Forgot the guests were coming in.
Oh, my God.
See you tomorrow.